Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben. More Biden bribe money from Russia, Ukraine, and Kazakhstan coming in, and the world is now reacting to this. James Comer coming out talking about what this means moving forward, how bad this is for the president, and many in the media still refusing to cover any of this. Now, what's even funnier about all this is the media is trying to go to anything else but this story. Reuters, by the way, talking about Jack Smith and Trump's Twitter search on CNN this morning. Here's what they had to say moments ago.
I'm totally fascinated by what we learned about the fact that Jack Smith, the special counsel, got this search warrant for Twitter. And there was this whole back and forth about what Twitter, Elon Musk, could tell former President Trump, what he couldn't. It was a fine because he was late. Twitter was late in getting, X was late in getting this stuff to Jack Smith's team. But it's obviously, Jeff, they don't need the tweets. The tweets are out there. So what were they looking for?
We were just talking about that before coming on set. I mean, for most of the public, we all know what went through President Trump's mind during the time that he was in office. As a White House reporter, you always knew what was going on because he would tell you. So you have to first ask, why do they need to get this from Twitter at all or from X? But as we were discussing, there are a lot more things that could be in those records that we wouldn't see publicly. Drafts. And I know from my reporting covering him the entire time he was in the White House, they would draft tweets. He would say tweets. He would give tweet ideas to his staff, and they would put them together. So there's got to be a wealth of knowledge there alone. There are direct messages, a bunch of stuff like that could be useful.
That could be useful. So now Jack Smith says, I want to see all of your Twitter messages. I want to see all of your drafts. I want to see everything. Morning Joe slamming Elon Musk, right? Because he didn't just do what the government said as soon as they called and checked with his lawyers first. Listen to their diatribe on Morning Joe about this.
The reason that was, by the way, Donald Trump going after his former attorney general, Bill Barr. Also, the prosecutor seeking to hold him accountable for his efforts to overturn the 2020 election. We'll have the new developments on the former president's legal troubles that now includes his Twitter account.
They didn't want to turn the information over to the government. In fact, they wanted to run and rat out the government to Donald Trump.
Meanwhile, Trump's former campaign manager is calling the results of Tuesday's special election in Ohio, quote, rocket fuel for the Democrats. We'll have much more on the fallout for the Republican Party. Plus, the latest from Hawaii, where raging wildfires have turned.
By the way, did you hear this? The fallout from the Republican Party. Dun, dun, dun. Right? The raging. This fallout. So today, when I'm telling you about the 20-plus million coming in from foreign entities and the bank accounts, when they do their rundown on the Morning Joe, they mention none of this. They mention Trump, Jack Smith, Twitter, right? That's where they go. And they do their whole morning routine there, right? Here are the biggest stories this morning. They don't cover the story about $20 million in bribes going to the Bidens. So instead, they go into this.
An associate editor for the Washington Post, Eugene Robinson, and senior columnist for the Daily Beast, Matt Lewis, joins us this morning. And we begin with a new court ruling that has revealed months before charging Donald Trump in two separate cases, special counsel Jack Smith's office executed a search warrant of the former president's Twitter account. According to the redacted ruling made public yesterday, the Justice Department executed the warrant back in January, despite being challenged by the Elon Musk-owned company. Musk refused to turn over Trump's account at first because of his objection to a part of the warrant that barred Twitter from informing the former president that his account was being searched.
It was a criminal investigation.
Wow. The billionaire claimed that the order, quote, violated the company's First Amendment right.
It's a little flexible these days, by the way.
With the former president, to communicate with the former president. Twitter was held in contempt of court, sanctioned $350,000, and ultimately forced to comply. After a judge ruled that there was, quote, probable cause to search the account for evidence of criminal offenses. The judge also found, quote, reasonable grounds to believe that telling Trump about the search beforehand would give him the chance to destroy potential evidence. It's unclear what evidence Smith's office collected as a result of the warrant. You'll remember Trump's Twitter account was banned in the days following the January 6th attack, but it was restored last year after Musk purchased the company. NBC News has reached out to Trump's lawyers and Twitter, which has now since been renamed X, for comment.
We didn't get any. Gene Robinson, I must say, it's a bit fascinating. That's a polite way to put it. A bit fascinating that a company that bends over backwards to do what Chinese censors, Chinese Communist Party wants them to do, and other dictatorships, what it wants them to do, are now.
By the way, I love how they go back to China there, because This makes me laugh. This is what people were talking about with the old Twitter. And now they're trying to accuse Elon Musk of doing what the old Twitter was doing, which was bending over backwards for China, et cetera, which is not what they're doing right now. Not that that matters. Not that they care. Not that that would be a part of this conversation at all, because why would they ever give you that part of this conversation, to be very, 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 very clear? But the stuff that they're now accusing Twitter of doing is the stuff that was done when Jack Dorsey was a CEO, and when they were allowing the government to spy on Americans and shut down Americans and silence the Hunter Biden story. And now they're accusing Elon Musk of doing all the sins that Twitter was involved in, which is the reason why, which makes this even funnier, Elon Musk bought the damn company. Elon Musk bought the company to get rid of this type of corruption. Now, Elon Musk, talking about Second Amendment issues, here's the difference since Elon Musk owns this, okay? Elon Musk owns this company, and he now says, I don't work for you, the government. I'm not going to sit here and be and push and silence and censor people. I'm not going to meet with you every week. I'm not your friend, okay? I'm not going to let you spy on my users. That's what Elon Musk is saying. And now they're coming after not just Elon Musk. They're coming after Donald Trump. They're coming after anybody that gets in the way of doing what they demand, right? What they believe you must do. That's the way that they're talking about this. And the fact that they subpoenaed to get all of these records from Donald Trump on Twitter after kicking him off of Twitter, you know, and Jack Smith's like, all right, I want to read everything he's ever written. I want to read all of his DMs. I want to read all of it. I have a hard time buying that legally this would hold up in a normal scenario, but when you're going after the front runner in the Republican Party, apparently you can just do whatever the hell you want to do whenever you want to do it. You have the power of the DOJ. You have the power of the FBI. You have the power of big tech in many scenarios. I would be interested to see what other text messages they're looking at, or DMs on social media of other Americans. If they're willing to do this to Donald Trump in this brazen way, why wouldn't you do it to other people that you don't like, your other political enemies? Let that sink in for just a second. Imagine what else they've read of other Americans. Look, you did the tough thing during COVID. You paid your people and pulled your business through the pandemic. And now doing the tough thing could qualify you for a $26,000 per employee at COVIDtaxrelief.org. Government funds are available to reward companies with two or more employees who stayed open during COVID. This is not a loan, and you don't have to pay it back. Look, this program is complicated, but nobody knows more about it than the CPAs and tax experts at Consumer Tax Advocates. The best part is you pay nothing up front. They do all the work, and then they share a percentage of cash that you get. Businesses of all types, including nonprofits and churches, can qualify, including those who took PPP loans, even if you had increases in sales. You did the tough thing for your employees during COVID. Let COVIDtaxrelief.org help get you up to $26,000 per employee. Visit COVIDtaxrelief.org. That's COVIDtaxrelief.org. COVIDtaxrelief.org.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
New growing evidence of a potential Biden corruption emerges that should no longer be ignored by the media. President Biden snapped at Fox News' Peter Doocy, claiming, "I never talked business with Hunter," while finally addressing Devin Archer testimony. Peter Doocy was invited by President Biden to hop over a bike rail and ask him a question after Wednesday's event in New Mexico. During that event, Biden delivered his first reaction to testimony by Hunter Biden's former business partner, Devin Archer, who claimed that Hunter put then Vice President Joe Biden on the speakerphone during business dealings over 20 times. Biden told Doocy, "I never talked business with anyone," adding, "I knew you'd have a lousy question." A letter from then Vice President Biden to Hunter Biden's former friend and business partner, Devin Archer, underscores his proximity to his son's business activities. In a widely discussed 2011 letter, Biden thanked Archer for attending an event where he hosted China's then President Hu, saying, quote, "I apologize for not getting a chance to talk with you at the luncheon yesterday." Biden wrote to Devin Archer, "I was having trouble getting away from the president. I hope I get a chance to see you again soon with Hunter. I hope you enjoy the lunch. Thanks for coming." The president is in UT, where he will celebrate the anniversary of the PACT Act just hours before yesterday, a UT man accused of making threats against Biden was shot and killed by FBI agents as well. Now, Biden has denied talking with Hunter Biden's business partners and snapped when he was asked the question. This is the House Oversight GOP claims they don't need to find direct payments to Joe Biden to prove corruption in Hunter Biden's business dealings. The House GOP releasing these bank records on Hunter Biden's payments from Russian and Kazakhstani oligarchs total more than $20 million alone there. Now, the Washington Post quietly updates Hunter Biden's laptop story after the Devin Archer testimony as well. And NBC News was mocked for claiming Biden's brand is being tested like never before as a family controversies continue to grow. Now, let me tell you about this Washington Post quietly updating the Hunter Biden laptop story after the Devin Archer testimony. The Washington Post fact-checking department has yet again quietly updated, rather than correcting, in a most read story, which contained glaring errors about the first son Hunter Biden's laptop and an infamous dinner involving then-Vice President Joe Biden and a Burisma executive. Glenn Kessler, the paper's chief fact checker has made 6 updates and authored an entirely new article about the Post bombshell report in October of 2020 and May of 2021 that revealed Hunter Biden introduced his father to this oligarch at Cafe Milano in Georgetown months after joining the natural gas firm's board. That would be Burisma, obviously. It gets even better, folks. The initial fact checks relied on statements from Andrew Bates, then a spokesman for the Biden campaign and now a deputy White House press secretary, as well as Michael Carpenter, a former Biden foreign policy advisor, now a permanent U.S. representative to the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, also known as the OSCE. Bates said there was no record of the 2015 dinner on the vice president's public schedule. Carpenter said he did not recognize the oligarch's name, except apparently from the Post reporting. Other Biden reps denied the event happened at all. Throughout the 2020 campaign, Biden also denied he spoke with his son about any foreign business arrangements, a line his representatives have said over and over and over again for years. Devin Archer, Hunter Biden's former business partner, blew a hole in those claims earlier this month when he testified before the House Oversight Committee that the Biden-Kessler characterization of the matter was, quote, not correct. Biden was an expected guest. He met the oligarch and stayed for the entirety of the dinner in a private room at the back of the restaurant, according to Devin Archer. There was no business deal specifics discussed ever at any of these things, but it was a nice, you know, conversation. He added later, clarifying that such appearances sold his and Hunter Associates on the Biden family brand. No corrections have been made to either of Kessler's story, despite the Washington Post both correcting and retracting portions of 2 articles from 17 and 19 based on the discredited Christopher Steele dossier. Instead, several updates were made following Archer's testimony, following prompts from Real Clear Investigations, which first reported on these admissions. Kessler, at the Washington Post, October 14, 2020 article on Hunter's abandoned laptop, still used the term alleged and purported when talking about emails taken from its hard drive, even though the outlet confirmed the authenticity of the laptop in March of 2022. One of those emails included an April 17, 2015 missive that the oligarch sent Hunter after the Cafe Milano affair, thanking the then second son for inviting him to D.C. and giving an opportunity to meet your father, which formed the basis of the Post's very first report on the laptop. The fact checker also implied the laptop was part of a broader disinformation campaign by Russia, adding that former President Donald Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, regularly interacted with a Ukrainian lawmaker who was recently sanctioned by the U.S. Treasury Department as being an active Russian agent for over a decade and was engaged in influence operations to affect the 2020 election, quote unquote. The implication was echoed 5 days after the initial laptop fact check in a letter signed by 51 former intelligence officials who said the hard drive's content, quote, had all the classic earmarks of a Russian disinformation operation. We know they were all lying to us now. Then on June 7th of 2021, just a couple years ago, Kessler published an additional article that acknowledged Biden was present at the Cafe Milano dinner, but downplayed his involvement, saying the vice president had only dropped by briefly to greet a Greek Orthodox priest with whom he had a longstanding friendship and didn't even sit down. We now know that was also a lie. So not only are the fact checkers lying, but they're making up new lies when they get busted in their own lies at the Washington Post. The new fact check, which was based partly on the priest's testimony, did not take into account emails showing the Vadim on the guest list that Hunter shared with Archer before the event, prompting the Post's Miranda Devine to call the report sloppy, quote unquote. Kessler also cast doubt on the businessman and former Kazakhstani prime minister being present at the Cafe Milano meeting, but added a note following Archer's testimony before Congress that the individual had attended dinner there 1 year before. The prime minister had been in attendance in an April 15th dinner. Wow. On March 30th, 2022, the Post also updated, the Washington Post updated the first Hunter Biden piece to say security experts could only verify, quote, some of the data on the portable drive appears to be authentic, and conclude that nearly 22,000 emails among those files carried cryptographic signatures that could be verified using technology that would be difficult for even the most sophisticated hackers to fake. In May of this year, IRS supervisory agent Gary Shapley told the House Ways and Means Committee that the laptop had been authenticated by investigators all the way back in November of 2019 at the government. As you know, Hunter Biden earned $1 million annually while serving on the board of Burisma from 15 to 19. Quote, Glenn's story has been updated as new information emerged, which you can see in the clearly noted within the story, the Washington Post spokesperson said today. We don't have any comments to make on this. I bet they don't. So the fact checkers get busted and keep lying and keep getting fact checked, and they keep lying even more after that. Welcome to corruption from the Biden family and the media doing everything they can to cover all of this up.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable. So you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. Or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once. And 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben. Also, Senator Rand Paul coming out on new Dr. Fauci testimony saying, I don't think there has ever been a clear case of perjury in the history of government testimony. Senator Paul confronts Fauci over the U.S. funding for gain-of-function research. This is not being reported on by the media. I want you to hear what Senator Paul had to say this morning, saying now he believes that Dr. Fauci perjured himself clearly under oath in his testimony dealing with COVID-19.
Research in Wuhan.
Knowing that it is a crime to lie to Congress, do you wish to retract your statement of May 11th where you claimed that the NIH never funded gain-of-function research in Wuhan?
Senator Paul, I have never lied before the Congress, and I do not retract that statement. You do not know what you are talking about.
Really? Senator Rand Paul filed the criminal referral and joins us now. Senator, you've been all over this. You've been aggressive. You've been determined. It seems we're at the threshold to the point where you called Matt Graves and said, I need you to look at this. What turned the tables for you? What evidence do you have?
Well, you know, I don't think there's ever been a clear case of perjury in the history of government testimony. And I don't say that lightly. He said adamantly that the government never funded this gain of function research. We now have the Government Accountability Office, the GAO, has admitted that the funding came from the NIH. We have the acting director, Tabak, of the NIH, admitting it in writing that it came from the NIH. But now we have really the smoking gun, and that is Fauci in private saying the opposite of what he was saying in public. when he was publicly telling me that absolutely we do not fund gain-of-function research in China, he says privately, we are suspicious that the virus has been manipulated, and we are suspicious because we know they are doing gain-of-function research. He then goes on to describe the research, and it's exactly the research that the NIH funded. So he's caught dead to rights here, but we have an incredibly partisan Attorney General Garland who's refusing to act. So I've taken the extraordinary step of actually going to the local U.S. attorney in D.C. to see if he will act. Now, the problem is there are partisans littered throughout the legal system, and people are seeing this. You don't get prosecuted if you're a Democrat under this administration, no matter what you do.
And one of the lines in the internal communication that we recovered was, Tony doesn't want his fingerprints on any origin stories. Why would that be?
Well, because ultimately culpability attaches. Think about it. 1 million Americans died. This is one of the biggest events, you know, in our lifetime, other than, you know, the wars that we've been through. But in my lifetime, you know, this is 1 million people. In Vietnam, as horrible as it was, 60,000 something, I think, was the total death toll. But 1 million people died. More people died than in the Civil War. And if it came from a lab that we funded, wouldn't we want to know? And if someone made the decision, and here's what in all likelihood happened. There was a safety committee that was supposed to review dangerous research and decide whether or not we should fund it. Fauci went around the committee. He won't admit it, but I think ultimately there's going to be written proof, and I think the House is going to get this if we continue to look into their records, because the government is holding these records tightly. But evidence that Anthony Fauci took this dangerous research and said, no, if they get an exemption, they don't have to be reviewed by the committee to see if it's dangerous. And so they were mixing viruses together to see if they were more transmissible in humans or more dangerous in humans. And it turns out they found that they could create viruses that were more dangerous.
Yeah, some platypus and bat in a cave? Or was he really as concerned as us and had many doubts about that story as we did? One of the quotes from the internal communication was, there were mutations in the virus that would be most unusual to have evolved naturally in the bats, and there was a suspicion that this mutation was intentionally inserted. That doesn't sound like a guy who's trying to tell you it didn't come from a lab leak, right?
And exactly a month later, in a paper that was being written at exactly the same time, in publicly say absolutely that this virus was not a construct of a laboratory. So in private, they're saying it has all the hallmarks of being created in a lab. In public, they're saying it absolutely didn't. And then they were attacking people like myself and others, other scientists as well. They were attacking us and saying we were conspiracy theorists, while in private, they're saying this is no conspiracy theory. This is a real thing, and it's the most likely thing that happened. So this is a real definition of a conspiracy, of a cover-up. And we're going to get to the bottom of this because we need to try to make sure this doesn't happen again. And they're still funding this type of research.
Senator, appreciate you staying on it.
By the way, you notice he said they're still funding this type of research. So your tax dollars are still going after everything that we know to fund the type of research that he just mentioned there. Now, when you hear Fauci say this, it is honestly shocking in many ways. That we're even having this debate now because of the fact that Fauci lied and the media obsessed over him. I mean, these are the same media that wore Fauci shirts and they sold Fauci dolls. I remember going to a store during Christmas. They had a Fauci keychain. A Fauci keychain. Now, while this is all going on, okay, we got new word now about January 6th committee. And apparently the January 6th committee destroyed documents. They destroyed documents. Trump now saying that is a criminal act. Listen to what he had to say with Eric Bolling on that.
The House Oversight Committee released some documents that showed that the Biden family received tens of millions of dollars from countries like Kazakhstan and Ukraine and others. One of the subtexts was there was a transfer of money, $142,300, that went from one of these foreign oligarchs right into the Devin Archer and Hunter Biden company, which they turned around the very next day and purchased a sports car. Same dollar amount.
Yeah.
They're doing this type of thing, and you're answering indictments and arraignments.
Well, it's incredible. I mean, it really is incredible. And I'm answering them not for that. I'm answering because I question an election. Not only question, I totally dispute that election. I think it's ridiculous what happened and that they allowed that to happen and that the media doesn't want anybody to talk about it. But now we can. And we did something yesterday. You know, now that we have the subpoena power, because we now have subpoena power, all of a sudden the J6 committee, the unselects, I call them, everything was deleted and destroyed. The documents, everything was deleted and destroyed. That's a criminal act. So all of that stuff, all of that nonsense you watched for a year and a half go on with all Democrats and two so-called Republicans, but they were worse than any of the Democrats, Kinzinger and Cheney, it's all been deleted and gotten rid of. They deleted it because they didn't want anybody to see it, because the real answers were there, but they didn't want to report it. That's incredible. And when you talk about Russia and you talk about money coming in, during one of the debates, if you remember, the second debate, I said, what about the mayor of Moscow's wife? $3.5 million. And Chris Wallace was like fighting me. You shouldn't ask that. You shouldn't. And nobody's mentioning that. But that was a.
By the way, he's right about what he just said there. They're not talking about this, and they did go out there, and they did delete intel.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Joe Biden now seeking $24 billion for Ukraine. That's in a three-month period. That's something you need to understand. Just in a three-month period, they are asking for that in the first quarter. This after John Kirby says allowing Iran to access $6 billion in frozen assets is not, quote, negotiating with terrorists, even though it is clearly negotiating with terrorists. That's what they're doing. They are negotiating with terrorists. MSNBC trying to cover for this. They said, well, we're saving Americans, and that's exactly what we should be doing. We're saving Americans. John Kirby on Iran's attacks on shipping are spiking, and he says it's, quote, a threat to U.S. interests. Quite a bit, yes, but we're going to give them $6 billion. So on the same day, he's saying that we did a good thing by giving them $6 billion. Listen to what he had to say on Wolf Blitzer's show.
Somewhere in the United States, and we're still working our way through that.
On a different issue, the United States is now, and this is significant, deploying a destroyer and fighter jets in response to Iran's harassing merchant ships in the Strait of Hormuz. How much does this Iranian activity actually threaten U.S. and global interests?
It threatens U.S. and global interests quite a bit. I mean, we have seen a real increase now in their attempted attacks, or in some cases, sadly, successful attacks on maritime shipping in and around the Strait of Hormuz, whether it's outside the Gulf or just inside the Gulf. And this is activity that we've seen spike from the Iranians before, certainly spiking now. And we're sending a strong message, not just to Iran, but to our allies and partners, that we take this seriously, because so much, particularly oil, so much of that flows through the Strait of Hormuz. That's a choke point for the Middle East. That has global trade implications. We got to make sure that we can defend our interests and the interests of our allies and partners. That's what these deployments, that's what they're all about.
Yeah, this is a big deal indeed. Before,
by the way, okay, so Iran is attacking shipping, and we're having to deploy destroyers to protect. And so while we're doing that, we're giving them $6 billion so they can attack more ships. The same day that we're saying this, right, the same exact day we're giving them $6 billion, we're now saying that there's a real problem with them attacking ships, American ships, other ships, becoming a major shipping issue now. we're having to send a destroyer. And then in the same day, we're like, yeah, we also just gave $6 billion of assets that are frozen back to Iranians so they can use them to attack ships. Leave it to this administration to do something as stupid. I mean, there's no competent leader in the world, okay, that would allow this to happen. I want to be clear. You have to be compromised to do something as stupid, right? You have to be completely incompetent to do something this stupid, because this is stupid. And it's all only about changing the narrative, okay? That's it. It's just that. Change the narrative at all costs. Make people believe now that things are going to be okay. Make people believe that we're in charge by getting Americans out. Make them, people believe that we're a hero by getting Americans out, when in reality, that's not what you're doing at all. You're not getting Americans out. And I think everybody knows that. Okay, like you're not. You're, that's not what you're doing here. Okay, you're not getting Americans out. You're bribing, you're sending bribe money to Iran, trying to get a better narrative for you. That's what you're doing. You're trying to get your bad news off the headlines, and you're giving $6 billion to the number one sponsor of terrorism in the world, Iran. And everybody knows it. And the media is sitting there, and they're like, they can't believe it. They're like, holy crap, he's really going to do this? Yes, he really is. And they can't believe it. They're like, is he really doing it? So they're like, all right, we'll ask kind of a question, but then we'll move on. They're going to move on from this very quickly. You know, you listen to Wolf Blitzer there and what I just played. How does he not ask a follow-up question and say, hey, isn't it sending a very mixed message to the United States of America? Right? Like, aren't you sending an extremely mixed message to the people that you're allowing these terrorists to get their hands on $6 billion on the same day that you're having to send a destroyer to the region to protect American ships from Iran from being attacked? Like, that doesn't make any sense. Did he ask that question? No. Don't forget to download our podcast each and every day. Please write us a 5-star review, and I'll see you back here tomorrow. 2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4 patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.